The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Go get him, Kenny!
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Robbins, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello and welcome to Four Guys and a Movie, the podcast where friends watch movies from their past and see how they hold up to their older, more cynical selves. My name is Rob, and I am joined today by my co-hosts,
Brian
and Joe.
That's right, I'm back.
Yay.
I didn't die, I'm back.
Brian, we missed you so much. Die. We missed you.
But I was gonna, but I'm okay.
So much.
Also, Rob, you're being pretty generous with the term friends.
What would you, long-term acquaintances?
I'll say we may have been friends when I walked in the door today.
Oh.
But after what listen, you just showed us.
Listen.
Now, hold on.
You're
hold
shooting
on.
The messenger is what you're doing.
Now, hold on. Yes,
somebody needs to go down for this.
Hold on. Hold on. I said, jokingly, we should watch Ernest Scared Stupid. Rob put it to a vote, right?
Yeah.
So people respond to the vote. And it won somehow. Okay. I don't know who now, gave the second vote.
I was. Yeah, so.
Somehow it won.
Real talk, it was me. I'm just really mad right now after what I saw.
So, all right. Full disclosure, we did an internal vote, all right? I was trying to figure out a Halloween movie. Halloween. This episode should drop on Halloween if I do my job correctly for once. And I had two movies. I'm not going to say what they are. But then, yeah, Brian suggested Ernest Scared Stupid. So I'm like, Brian's not feeling well. We'll put this on the list. And
put it to a vote.
You go get him, Kenny.
The most votes.
So, yeah, it got two votes. I'm not going to say who. And the
we
other
know who.
The other two options got one vote each. So as the tiebreaker, I was saying, well, this one's already got two votes, so I'm not. I gotta roll it over. So yeah, I did cast the ultimate vote. So I guess technically, if you want to be, you know, small about it, yeah, it's my fault.
I'm just looking for someone to assign blame.
That's
to.
Fine. And you know,
it can't be myself. I'm personal accountability.
I'm not, glad to take
it's
that.
Not as much works.
Yeah. It's not happening right
Joe,
now.
Joe, I did try and find a bag of Three Musketeers for you.
I appreciate that effort.
But I couldn't find
you it. You did get yeah, Cool Ranch Doritos.
I almost bought some today, honestly. But I bought a little thing of Twix instead.
I know they're Joe's favorites.
Yeah. What are you going to do if a demi-dog shows up? You got to have your Three Musketeers.
A demi-dog?
Yeah. Stranger Things 2?
Oh, yeah, I didn't really like that so
really?
Much.
What?
Yeah. Just didn't grab me.
All right, now we're definitely not friends.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, it was quite the interpretation of a lithid, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mostly the off-topic episodes, like where Eleven's going off on her little adventures, and
it was kind of bullshit.
I'm like, I don't need this, and then it was a little too aliens for me.
Okay.
I think. Like, the first season was super intriguing because you didn't know what this thing was. It was like, oh, it's crawling around. It's killing things. Then they're just like, oh, yeah, now there's hordes of them. They're just everywhere. It's like, it's just cannon fodder kind of thing. And I'm like,
kind of like, you know, the first two acts of this movie versus the third act of, the, just, of this movie.
Yeah, you know. I mean,
if you really want to talk about this movie, that's fine. We'll get into it.
I want to leave, and I can't until
no,
we talked about this movie.
You are...
I mean, you have the most notes, Joe.
You do.
I do. I have a lot to get through, so I want to start.
You filled the majority of that book.
Mm. Oh, this movie came out in 91. Touchstone Pictures put it out.
This movie is Ernest Scared Stupid, since yes. I don't think we actually sorry. Mentioned the title.
Yeah. Ernest Scared
at
Stupid.
At any point, it is Ernest Scared Stupid. We are back to the world of Ernest P. Worrell. It came out, what, in 1991?
91, yeah.
Ooh. They should have known better by then.
All right. So who can tell me a little bit about this movie before we launch into it proper?
Like, I know it didn't make as much money as Ernest Goes to Jail or Ernest Saves Christmas.
Yeah.
But it made more money than I thought it would. That's for sure.
Are there any notable actors in this film that we should know about?
There is Jim Varney. You can't really have an Ernest film without him.
No.
And Eartha Kitt as just crazy old Lady Hackmore. And then there was Barkley as, what the hell was the dog's name?
Rimshot.
Rimshot. I want to call Skidmark.
Skidmark and Rimjob.
Yeah.
I think those are the two brothers that show up in all these movies.
Vaguely ass related.
And there were some kids in the movie that don't matter.
There was a bunch of stuff that didn't matter in this movie.
So you don't know how much this movie cost to make, or do we?
I couldn't find it.
Okay.
Couldn't find much.
I didn't look.
Do we know how much it made?
I know how much it made. Gross.
Yeah, it made gross. All right.
Anybody want to guess?
50.
Let's say five.
$14 million. All right. Yeah,
like, I guarantee it didn't cost that much to produce.
I hope not.
No, I can't. You
saw those special effects?
They were sweet special effects, Joe. Fuck you.
This was a tenner at most.
That troll killed. That troll scared me as a kid. I was a furred.
No, the practical effects were
there.
They were there. They were at least like someone tried. You know, like I would give the practical effects more of like a C.
The same studio that made the troll costume made the clowns for Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh yeah. I believe you on that one.
Which but I think it's on our list, isn't it? Somewhere?
I don't think so.
But the special effects in this movie look like placeholders for where the special effects were supposed to go.
You're not wrong. Like
it might as well just a piece of paper that says effect here.
Yeah, like just it could have just said scene missing and it would have looked better.
Let's have Rimjob come out and do like a little dance.
Rim shot.
All right.
Don't besmirch the best actor in the movie.
Call him Barkley the dog.
Barkley. Best actor in a movie. Yeah.
That dog was pretty
good. Hands down, yeah, the best thing at all in this movie.
Yeah.
Do we have any other fun facts or just kind of?
All right, I mean, do we want to talk about our history with this film?
Sure.
I'll go first.
Yeah, Joe, what's your history with this film?
So about a year ago, I saw a movie where it was Ernest Goes to Racist Camp, and I hated it.
No, wait a minute. What was racist about it?
Racist
camp? It was Camp KKK.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Oh. First off, it
legitimately, this was racist.
It was a sea of Blanco Ninos wherein... Just all white, and then the colored kids from the city were sent there, colored and immediately had hate crimes committed on them.
That's legit the movie. That's legit the movie.
Listen,
and then when they fought back, they were kicked out of the camp.
Listen, I think it's fine to wear blackface. I did it as a kid.
All right, Megyn Kelly, they canceled the show too.
Doing it right now.
Cancel this show.
I forgot every single the minute we stopped recording, that entire movie just left my brain.
I wish I could have. At the end, they built a Mad Max style war bus and probably committed some manslaughter with it on some construction workers.
Yeah.
All right. See, I remember there is the Ernest Goes to Africa movie, so I can't even imagine.
So this movie.
Yeah.
Don't forget, guys. If you go to our store at Teespring, teespring.com/4ampodcast, you can buy a shirt or a hoodie or something with something I drawed on it. You can tweet us at Twitter, 4ampod, the 4ampodcast?
You sell the stuff.
Hey, Rob, what do they get if they do?
Well, you can tweet at us with the hashtag selling out. And for doing that, you get to sponsor an episode. In fact, we do have a sponsored episode coming up soon, so stick around for that. But in the meantime, you should all start buying some shirts and
buy
stuff.
Buy some merch. Buy some merch.
Do it.
Yeah, so we can buy some better equipment.
And some snacks.
and snacks, yeah.
This
stuff is... It's bankrupting me. All right, so to move
on. I saw this as a kid, as a 11-year-old and a 12-year-old, and...
Go on.
I mean, I saw it more than once.
I got that.
Swallow your beer. As a kid, I enjoyed the movie. I don't give a fuck. I thought it was funny. Like, I laughed. I was scared by the troll because, mind you, I'm the kid that was legit had nightmares from the movie Troll. Like, that legit scared me. So, troll costumes forever freaked me out. So, you know, I got a little scared from the troll costume. Plus, it was like, eat souls and shit. Like, it's scary. But yeah, so I saw this. I put it on the list. I recommended it. Whatever. Fuck y'all. Ernest all day. Except for that one about the racist kids at camp.
And maybe the one about Africa.
I never saw that one, so I have nothing to go on with that one.
If it says Ernest goes to then you know I'm out. Or Ernest Blank, I'm out.
What are you, Rob? Have you seen this before?
I don't think I've seen this before.
Okay.
Yeah, Ernest movies weren't really a thing for me. I think Tony was more like watching that stuff because this did come out like, I don't know, I was 11 at the time. I was starting to be a little too like not really interested in this kind of thing. So I'm pretty sure I've never seen this.
Oh, shit.
But I did see Ernest Goes to Jail a bunch of times, so.
So
there's that.
Being the youngest in the family by a pretty good margin, I never really, like, in growing up with having HBO, like, I never really got to really watch movies like this. Because so, like, we'd be watching actual horror movies when I was the age where I should be watching a movie like this.
Well, yeah, like, I'd be watching Critters or something.
Yeah, so this wouldn't really be affecting me.
Because I had a, I had a friend at this age, turned out to be
one.
Just pretty, yeah, actually, he turned out to be a douchebag. But still, like his brother would get us all like bootleg movies and stuff like that. So we'd watch like, that's how I saw Batman when it first came out, and like you know Critters and all these other kind of horror movies. I would be watching Hellraiser at this time, pretty much. So, yeah. So
I saw the Hellraiser, Phantasm. I saw those as a kid too. I shouldn't have, but I saw.
So we should probably talk about this movie at some point.
Let's get this over with.
All right.
Let's
do this. All right. You have pages of notes, Joe. Wow. Mm-hmm.
I know.
A lot of shit was happening that I didn't want to forget about. Okay. So first off, the theme song that fires up in the beginning. I'm just like, oh no. Because it was like that 1991 brand where like the studio executives would like, hip hop's cool, do some vaguely hip hop thing.
But also Munsters.
Yeah, but also the Munsters. You know, like they did for the Addams Family, but shittier. And mind you, that song was done by MC Hammer.
So yeah, they did the whole opening.
That song was awesome.
So the whole opening of the movie was just this.
The Addams Family.
Yeah, this vaguely hip hoppy.
You know, that song was kind of awesome.
Yeah, fuck yeah, you. Like,
do what they want to do, say what they want to say. I'm
trying to talk shit about it, but now it's in my head.
It'll get you. So, but this movie opens up with this song. Intercut with all these like clips from old horror like B movies,
which is weird.
It is weird. And then they've got Ernest like just mugging to the camera, and you're just sitting there thinking like, I could be watching Mystery Science Theater 3000 right now instead of this nonsense.
Man, I could be watching any of these other movies that they're showing.
Any of these other movies. Any of these.
And like a common theme you see throughout this whole movie also is that the whoever's in charge of photography here loves to get really close to not just Jim Varney's face, but like anyone who's an adult in this movie. Whenever adults are talking, it's not quite a crash zoom, but it's like the step right before a crash zoom on the face of the person who's talking. And that's all this whole credit scene is, just real close-ups of Jim Varney's awful face.
It's pretty awful.
I mean, I love you, Jim Varney, but you're doing the best to make your face as awful as possible.
Yeah, I mean, that was his bread and butter at the time, yeah. Right? But it's, yeah, I don't know if it's like if somebody saw a Steven Spielberg movie and was like, oh, he closes up on, you know, people. Let's try this out. Or if they're trying to like make you feel like a kid watching this, where it's like maybe adults are all big looking. Because they're all, like, under the chin.
Maybe kid's just filming this.
That is entirely possible.
That is very possible.
That might actually explain all of it.
Dude takes off his Tantor hat or whatever. He's got his little... What's it?
Trantor.
Trantor. I'm sorry. Tantor is the elephant from Tarzan, isn't it?
Oh. I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah, the troll just takes off his mask and is filming.
Maybe.
The
director? I don't
know. Could be. But yeah, this opening probably would have scared me as a kid, because some of these scenes are pretty cheesy that they're showing, some of like the B-roll, but some of them were remotely scary.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of animals being abused with stuff glued to them, and just people in just horrible, fakey monster costumes. Mm-hmm. I guess that could be freaky.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to see, there was like a battle, there was like a this, like spherical thing with like a face on its torso was like punching it out with this long like totem pole looking thing.
Dude, it was a vagina monster.
It was a vagina monster, yeah. I don't know. I'm like, I want to see those two fight rather than this movie. So anyway,
I'll just Google vagina monster and see.
Don't do that. It'll be fucking guar episodes, guar videos and shit like that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Nope. So, I mean, it's two for two on Ernest movies now, but did they all begin with a prophecy from the past?
I don't know.
Because Ernest Goes to Camp began the same way.
That's right, it did.
Yeah. With the whole ceremony with the arrow and the...
Oh, that's right. Like the super serious, like
the super soaker.
We thought it was an actual movie for a second.
Yeah. So this one, you see a girl running through a field, screaming her head off, being chased by something.
Mm-hmm.
And they pull a little swerve on you because she turns around and, you know, Jason goes to hell style. It's a trap.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. And they like just throw a net over this thing and tackle it to the ground, which really kind of discredits your monster.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, at least with, like, Jason Goes to Hell, they shot it with, like, a whole bunch of assault rifles and a rocket launcher. they capture this monster, but they can't kill him. So they just bind him up in a sack and put him under a tree.
Here's the part I don't... So why can't they kill him? Can they not... Is he fireproof? Can they not burn him?
He seems pretty resistant to damage.
They couldn't figure out how to kill him, I think.
Right. Like, most monsters of yore... Like, he has some weakness that immediately kills him, like, even if it's only, like, barely applied to him, but everything else he just shrugs off.
All right.
He is not immune to comedic pratfalls, though.
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no one is, really.
Yeah.
It's true. He'll get the best of us.
But, you know, I would have people check on this thing, or...
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Well, I guess that was Lady Hackmore's job.
So they only describe the time period as long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say mid to late 1800s.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, they can't be much earlier than that.
So, yeah, because it's in Missouri. So, I mean.
Maybe the 1700s, but.
Yeah, but I would say probably like the clothing and stuff probably lends itself more to late 1800s. But it's like.
Remember what Little House on the Prairie was. Whatever that, that time frame was.
Yeah. So. Like, all you have is fire and milk. Like, you just use one of those two things, right? You try drowning it, doesn't work. Try drowning it in milk.
You know, you're not wrong. Like,
you know.
So fast forward.
Yeah.
We're in present day.
Present day.
And,
Oh, just one other thing, though. This thing puts a curse
on
everybody before they put the tree on it.
Well, not on everybody, right? Just the one dude?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The guy who is planting the tree.
Reverend Worrell.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, your kids will get dumber and dumber. But one of these days, one of your kids is going to let me out. One of your descendants is going to let me out. And I'm going to kill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
All right. So now we cut to present day. And what's happening?
This little girl is giving a show and tell about the story of this troll.
Mm-hmm.
And all the kids are like, oh, you're dumb and stupid. Teacher's like, hey, myths are important to learn about, you know, the area that you're from and stuff and yada, yada.
She wasn't just like straight up reading from a book. She was reciting this story and doing, as far as I can tell, a decent job of it. So, like, give the girl some credit. Like, at least she's trying.
Yeah, but Bulk and Skull were not impressed.
No, Bulk and Skull were not impressed. And, I don't know, man. These kids were just horrible. I don't know.
The bigger of the Murdoch brothers, I think he was basically if Bulk and Skull were fused together as children.
Yeah, but like maybe a rat or something.
Well, because
got in the mix.
He had a sweet mullet.
All right, if Bulk and Skull were in David Cronenberg's teleporters, they were trying to like teleport to the other pod, but like a rat ran in.
Yeah.
And then that monster that the computer put together out of their DNA.
Grew a mullet and then became them. He did actually look like a 90s Ninja Turtle action figure.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like the hairstyle, just the general body shape. They just totally could have passed for a Playmates rat monster.
Like he could have opened up his back and stored all of his accessories in there.
Yes. Or just like a jar of slime.
Or a jar of slime. That's yeah. it. All right. So
there was a lot of slime in this movie.
Dude, yeah. So am I.
I'm like, all right. So you got this girl, Elizabeth. She gives the report, you know, gives you the exposition you need. Then you got this kid, what was it, Kenny. He's like, oh, I like you. And then the Murdoch brothers are like, oh, we don't like you. And the dynamic of the kids is established there.
Yeah. Basically, everybody sucks.
Yeah. And then we just cut to Ernest, who's driving a garbage truck by, mm-hmm. and he seems to have like a whole bunch of traffic signs dragging from chains behind it.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Yeah. Like he ran through a barricade or something. I don't know.
Probably.
Either way, he's got some Rube Goldberg-y red-green kind of device that's washing garbage cans with mops. And he's talking about how awesome he is and his dog Rimshot tries to kill him. It just hits the lever that activates the garbage truck's arm and flips him in there.
And can you blame him at all?
Yep. And then just like Casey Jones, he just hits the lever that starts to compact the trash. And then you get like a Star Wars sort of ripoff scene where he's trying to like brace poles against the trash to save himself. Whatever. But the thing is, he's got this remote control that's controlling everything. And he takes the battery out. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. We're fine. And then like a fucking Tesla coil, you just see an arc of lightning go from the battery to the remote control. And it which powers would never it happen. Again.
Yeah, because nature itself is trying to erase this man from existence. Yeah,
and we're playing cartoon rules, I guess.
Oh, it's straight up cartoon rules. Yeah. Because then the garbage truck pulls up somewhere. And this Kenny, the hero, opens the back of the garbage truck. And this, like, bale of trash comes out with Ernest's head and legs sticking out of it.
The same direction.
Yes.
So, you're like, good, Ernest is dead. Can we go home? And then he just goes to a different scene and he's fine.
Yeah, yep. Of course. Ernest, yep. He's a cartoon character.
Yep. So, all right, you meet the mayor, you meet the sheriff. The mayor doesn't like Ernest. The sheriff's trying to stand up for him. But Ernest has to go clean out old Lady Hackmore's place. So then, yeah, he goes to Hackmore Manor, and there's just this crazy Eartha Kitt playing. Well, yeah, there's like a gauntlet trash. It looks like the yard from House of a Thousand Corpses, you know.
Where, I never saw it.
It was basically just like a maze of trash with spooky stuff.
That's what her house is.
Yeah, it's
probably
the same house.
It might actually have been used for that movie. Yeah. Oh, it'd be amazing.
So now we meet Lady Hackmore, who it's Eartha Kitt. The first impression I got was she was trying to play that woman from Labyrinth when the scene where the main character thinks she's back in her old bedroom and that woman comes in with all the trash on her and is like, here's your dolly and all that. That's what it looked like she was going for.
Yeah.
She's also wearing a flamethrower.
Yep.
Which she shoots in Ernest's face.
Yes. He doesn't die, though.
It was
a scene wipe.
Yeah.
Is what the flame was.
Just like, her screaming and shooting fire at the camera.
And you would think that would indicate, oh, this character's dead. We're going to move to another character now.
Yeah.
Nah, it's still Ernest.
But she does say in this encounter that he needs to go away because he's the one who's gonna release the troll
fuck this up.
Under the town.
Right. But you think, like, all right, there are two roads here. So Eartha Kitt should sit Ernest down and be like, look, there's this prophecy about you. You can't do this and this and this tonight. And basically just kill time until Halloween is over or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the curse is passed. But at the same time, it's like Ernest shouldn't. This dude shouldn't be driving. This guy should not have a license.
Well, I think what actually happened was after she immolated Ernest's face and saw that nothing happened, she was just like, I'm going to go back in the house now because I don't know what to do to deal with this guy.
That's true. Let me call his social worker and see what's going on.
She was like, I really thought that was just going to kill him.
That's the end of the problem.
Yeah.
Kill the bloodline.
And then Ernest was like, well, clearly she doesn't want me here, so I'm going to go home.
Yeah. Oh, that hurt.
Okay, so now you see, you got Elizabeth, you got Kenny, and then there's also Joey,
uh-huh.
who
mm-hmm.
was appropriately named
mm.
because he does look like me from 1991.
Like, I was going to say it, but like, I didn't want to be mean. And then Joe said it, so I felt better.
I didn't know Joe in 1991.
I didn't either, but I've seen Joe with no beard.
Mm. No, because I used to be rail thin like that.
Mm.
And yeah, I had the glasses, the hair parted to the side. I looked just like that. Just give him a flannel shirt. And I think he had one on one scene, actually.
It's a shame we didn't know each other back then, because it would have been a real Stand By Me situation. You guys could have killed me on the railroad tracks. That would have been fine.
All right, I was just picturing us all standing there in our underwear picking leeches off of each other.
Okay.
All right.
It's really all I remember from Stand By Me. That
I don't.
There's a point
that.
Where everybody barfs on everybody else.
Oh, well,
I think I guess that's during a story.
It's better than It.
Mm.
All the kids have an orgy in the sewer.
Yep. Okay. So anyway, these kids have made a haunted house.
Yeah.
Allegedly. It's pretty lame.
Hey. At 11 years old, I'm sure that's how old they were. Like,
I couldn't have built
that. I'm saying. It had two rooms.
Yeah, it did have two rooms.
Mm.
It had some sign about poop. I didn't write down exactly what.
Poop of death?
The poop of death. It had a poop of death. Really, mm-hmm. I'm just mad at this movie. I shouldn't be taking it out on these kids. All right. So either way, the Murdoch brothers are like, no, this can't be allowed to exist. And they just push the fucking thing over.
Yeah, badass kids.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't set fire to their teepee.
That was in the other Ernest movie. Yeah,
but I'm glad they at least toned it down a little bit. So then they go and they see Ernest. And, I mean, it looks like Ernest has, like, a fever dream.
So this happened in the other movie, too, right? Where it was, like...
I don't think so.
No?
I don't remember this.
I don't remember the multiple characters.
Yeah.
No? Oh, there is definitely multiple characters in the other movie.
I mean, maybe in other Ernest movies? I don't know.
I've only seen the one other... One and then that other one I mentioned.
But yeah, like so. As Ernest is him and the kids are talking about building a better place for their haunted house or whatever. He goes into this weird like rant about Ottomans. Well, and
I think it was when Caesar conquered Botswana, which he never did, but he had to get the high ground against the Ottomans.
Some weird, yeah. He's in blackface at some point.
He's dressed like a Mongol.
I guess Klingon. It's a brown face. I guess
it was Klingon face. It was Klingon.
He's a Klingon. Okay. He's wearing these weird, like he's like hockey pads with with shuttlecocks glued on them as spikes. And then he's like playing like a lady and like a sheriff and a lumberjack, a Botswanan lumberjack.
Sure.
And you're just like, what the fuck is this? This is like,
it just kills you inside.
Yeah. I mean, it's not only is it not funny, but it's just, it's embarrassing to watch. Like, you just feel bad for that man.
It's like you're watching it and you can feel like bags forming under your eyes. Like you're aging in like quick time.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they say like a bad drama is just a sucky movie, but like a bad comedy can be painful to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that.
It is painful.
Yeah. And you're just like, you just feel bad for Jim Varney.
That goes on for so long.
That's the thing. A lot of his bits just take too long.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of it is that like, I want to feel bad for him, but I can tell like, that's the part that he was like most into.
Mm-hmm.
Like he probably ad-libbed that whole scene.
Oh yeah. Like I think they just had a rack of costumes for him.
Oh yeah.
And he just made stuff up.
But the thing is, like, he wears those same costumes, like that lady with the neck brace. Like, he's that all the time. He was definitely that lady in the other movie. Like, I promise.
Brian and I are giving each other.
I don't remember that. It's not impossible. I just don't remember. All right. Remember
well, I
it.
Think then you guys have to rewatch Ernest Goes to Camp.
You know, I'll concede the point to you before I do that. I'll be like, whatever you say, Rob. Okay, so then...
Maybe I'll Google machine it.
Yeah, so he's like, basically, you need the high ground, you need a treehouse, let's go find you a tree. And, like, they just go through the woods, they enter this, like, spooky grove. And
I mean, it's real spooky.
It is real spooky. But they do find an awesome tree. I mean, it reminded me of the tree at UConn, the one that we always used to hang out by Monteith. I don't think the tree's there anymore.
I forgot all about that shit.
That tree was freaking awesome because anyone could climb that.
Yeah.
And like, you could just be up looking at the suckers who have class. And you just be in there like, look at me, I'm in a tree.
I forgot all about that tree. Wow.
And there, you'd meet like people, just, you just climb a tree and there'd be people in the tree and you'd just meet new people. Anyway, so that part gave me a nice flashback. But they build this crazy treehouse out of garbage. But it's an awesome treehouse. Like, if I had that when I was a kid.
Yeah. I thought that was cool as shit.
Yeah. I mean, we used to build things like that, stomping around Third Ave Park in West Haven. But we could never get it in the trees. It was always just a fort on the ground that some teenagers would find and knock over. Anyway, so... yeah, so now, right after they build it...
Hackmore lady shows up.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Before that, though, Ernest nails one board into the tree. Uh-huh. And how did you describe what came out of the tree, Rob?
The saddest fart of a ghost ever.
I mean, it's bad.
It was like a little... So, I can't even say it was a Pac-Man ghost. It was more like a ghost-shaped... marshmallow bit from cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Like blueberry, like fell out of a hole in the tree and just disappeared into the grass.
It made a little like meh noise or something along those lines. And it looks like somebody just took an eraser to the film.
Yeah.
And was like, just put another ghost here. We'll draw it. Well, you know, we'll add it in later.
But it was like two frames.
Yeah. It was just enough time to go like, did everybody else just see that? Like,
yeah, was that a ghost? What was that?
Did that just happen? All right, so Lady Hackmore shows up. She's like, Ernest, you fucked up. And Ernest,
I'm fucked up,
Ernest. Yeah. Ernest goes off to, you know, hear why he fucked up from her. And it's when the Murdochs show back up and they start throwing rocks at the fort.
Yeah, that's what badass kids do. They throw rocks at shit.
So then... You know, in early 90s fashion, you would respond to that by firing food at them.
All right. The movie here straight up just turns into a toy commercial, like a 1980s toy commercial. Like, they're firing their spring-loaded weapons,
mm-hmm.
and you can pretty much just see the kids just, like, they're yelling back and forth at each other. Like, they should be holding out their G.I. Joe figures as they're saying these mm-hmm. lines, like, Now you got it, Sergeant Slaughter.
And yeah, and the weapons they're using are straight up just like Kenner Bolo launchers.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm hit with a pizza. Mm-hmm.
Who throws pizzas?
Morons.
A whole day. You know how much that cost?
I'm saying, like, it's a waste of pizza. The dog food, Ken's dog food they were shooting at him or whatever. I get that. But like, the pizzas?
Yeah, but the dogs was maybe real beef.
Yeah, we... Like, as kids, we stockpiled rocks in our forts to throw or something like that. Or we made bow and arrows with swamp reeds as arrows.
Do you know how much I paid today for a double chalupa? Do you know how far that dog food would have gone? I could have gotten, like, three of those.
But the kids are victorious over the Murdoch brothers.
Yeah. And a lot of food gets wasted. Murdoch brothers storm off. And, so then Ernest shows back up and he's like, okay, she showed me what's wrong. There's this troll called Trantor, yada, yada. He's trapped here until, you know, somebody descendant from the reverend and the girl's like you, you know, comes to this tree on this night. And she's like
tonight.
Like tonight. You know, puts his hand on the tree and says, Trantor, I release you, or whatever it was he was supposed to say. And he just releases fucking Trantor.
See, I blame that on Earth, Old Lady Hackmore.
Yeah.
Because she told him what to say to do it. Right. She never told him, he never would have figured it out.
She should have just said, you touch the tree and you say, I'm a big asshole and I fart poop.
So there's two schools to how you conceal a problem like this that you can't deal with. There's either you never tell anybody about it ever, or you tell everybody about it all the time and give everyone the warning.
Yeah.
You know, and they both have their advantages and drawbacks, but you don't switch between the two.
No.
So she does. Ernest lets Trantor out.
And Trantor!
He immediately smells blood in the water. Well, no, first he attacks Ernest. And he goes and like gets Ernest in a corner. Ernest kicks over the cooler at him, and that spills some milk. So Trantor just basically he does like a bad guy jump cut, like yeah, he's just not he's there gone. Anymore. Then he's like, "All right, well, let's go after the low hanging fruit." And the younger version of me, who's looks the like
lowest
he's,
fruit you can.
Yeah, he looks like he's already having an asthma attack, and he hasn't even started running yet. Gets defeated by a mud hole. He just falls into it, and it's just sad.
It's like, all right, this mud hole would have been here whether or not there was a troll on the loose. So just consider, if you will, there's no troll. There's no danger whatsoever. This kid is just laying on the ground. It's like a 20-degree pitch down into this mud hole. This kid's just laying there like, somebody help me.
Honestly, please. You could have just laid down and rolled up that hill.
You could have done the wiggle worm up there. You could have just gotten up and walked out.
But he immediately lost his shit.
He was done.
Just terror set in and he's flopping around.
Done.
Like an idiot. Fairness, that's probably what I would run to.
Because the mud hole was only about like, the mud itself was only like maybe an inch deep.
Yeah.
He managed to get it all over his pants. He rolled around in it.
This kid was begging for his life.
Yeah. Trantor's like, I feel kind of bad. Gotta start somewhere.
He watched him for a couple minutes too. Like, he had to watch him. This is funny as fuck.
He only took his soul because he felt bad for him. He's like, I can't let the other kids find you like this. Yeah. I gotta turn you into wood.
The Murdoch brothers come back. They're peeing on you.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
You're getting pissed on. You might as well become wood.
You'll have earned every drop.
That's a recut right there. He's like, listen, kid, I can let you go. Or you want to forget this? Just come with me. You forget all this.
A better life awaits.
All right, so he turns the kid into a wooden doll through some special effects.
Yeah, it's weird too, because like it's not even like a life size doll. It's just he's tiny. He starts off large, but then
he shrinks down.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's basically it's a step below a jump cut. Like, it's that abrupt.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, they didn't really have morph animation. Well, they had morph animation yet. They just weren't paying for morph animation.
No.
They're paying for that shit.
Nah.
Fuck that.
That's where Michael Jackson can afford that crap, but not us.
This is on some Fisher Price, my first editor. shit right here.
This is some audacity.
Fisher Price, my first editor. Okay, so now he's like.
For those of you that are real young, Fisher Price used to make all. Never mind.
No, they still make stuff.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, now, like, back in the day, Fisher Price toys used to give you your scars that you, like, you say were from, like, fights with hobos and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're really, it was just like my Tonka truck fucking cut me. It's back when they were just made out, they came out of the package as rusty metal.
That's not wrong.
Not at all.
Or, like, I think all of my Tonka trucks were purchased at sketchy tag sales.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
Like, no one bought a real... Like,
I could not tell you what a Fisher-Price package looked like.
Yeah. They were just circulated around.
I got them from my cousin or from a yard sale.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. He's made his kid a wooden doll, and he goes and he puts him in the tree in a special crevasse. And you see there's slots for 5 kids. And some gremlin starts to happen to the tree. Like, you know when you get a gremlin wet?
It turns into a pod.
Yeah, it's basically what's happening there.
Yeah. Tree starts turtle heading a little bit. A
little bit.
Yep. All right, so you find out basically Trantor needs to get 5 kids, and then these pods will hit the ground, and they will turn into a troll army. So Ernest goes to the sheriff's house and just starts yelling and making awful faces in the door. And you get this... I can't even tell you what they were talking about because the camera is just in their faces. Like, it's like they were grabbing the cameraman and pushing him at each other in this the argument. Like,
honestly.
Yeah, it's pretty much what happened.
Actually, if I was ever on a reality show, I would do that.
I just assume this is how Michael Bay views the world. Like, just all yelling right in everybody's face.
Explosions.
Yeah, just at 100,000% all the time.
That's it. Actually, no. If I'm ever on a reality show, like, I always thought, did I still even do The Real World?
No, I don't think so.
I always thought if I was on something like The Real World or one of those ones where I had to live in a house, I'd spend the entirety of my time just running from the cameras. So maybe the beginning of each episode would just, it would show the house, then it would show me. I'd just go, and just take off running.
You can always tell a Milford man.
Yeah. All right. So at this point, Eartha Kitt tells, or Lady Hackmore tells Ernest that he is the great redneck hope against this troll attack.
Yep.
So Ernest decides to just run through town with a megaphone, yell about trolls.
He gets a big victory boner and is just like...
Then he spends $1,700 worth of troll supplies from these two, like, shisty hardware salesmen.
Yeah.
They're in all the Ernest stuff.
Yeah, they were the chefs. Were they chefs or something last
time? I think the older guy had died at that point.
I thought Ernest goes to camp was earlier than this.
Was
one.
It?
Because when did Ernest go to camp, wasn't that like 87 or something like that?
Was it
a different old guy in one of them?
No, because the old guy wasn't in Ernest goes to camp. The fat dude, I think, was. No.
It was a fat dude and a guy with a funny hat.
They were different.
They were totally different people. They were still two unfunny people.
Yeah.
But these two guys had been in multiple Ernest things.
Okay.
Once they were on whatever shorts that he was in on TV. Like they're recurring characters.
And yeah, so the younger one is like a money grub and businessman, and the older one is mentally challenged somehow.
I mean, you'd have to pit him against Ernest, who's like the
most mentally challenged.
Sadly, yes.
All right, so he buys $1,700 worth of troll supplies. I don't know why they just had those there.
The
guy just go in the back and slap some labels on some other
stuff? That'd be my guess.
Probably.
Because Ernest probably would have, he could have just done it right in front of Ernest and he wouldn't have known.
Oh, definitely.
He could have just been like, we put the wrong label on this and just.
Honestly, they probably just sold a bunch of crap and Ernest put the labels on himself. Yeah. He was just like, it's a troll thing. Yeah, put that on.
All right, so.
It's a can of rain and I'm going to eat it.
So, yeah, the kids, they go to the treehouse. They see there's a wooden version of Joey. They're like, something's up.
No, they're like, whoa. Get it?
Ha! I got it.
Give me a Kit Kat.
Okay. I thought I wrote in my notes that Trantor grabs a Hondor, but he grabs a Blondor. There's just a random kid on a scooter, and Trantor's just like, snatch grab.
Yeah, he was after those other two kids. Yeah. They ran a little faster. So he was like, whatever. Gotcha, kid.
Yeah.
I'll take this little Aryan son of a bitch.
So Ernest takes a dumpster and just puts he makes a troll trap. It says, like, free children inside. It's got an alarm rigged up to
it. He dressed the dog as a kid.
Yeah. Then he closes the dumpster on his hand.
Yeah. Which takes him a full 5 minutes to finish his joke on this. Mm-hmm.
And so he drops off Elizabeth and Kenny, and Elizabeth tells Kenny goodbye and gives him a little kiss on the cheek. And the face that Ernest makes when this happens.
So.
Go ahead.
So, for those of you listening at home, have you ever seen the cartoon Grinch, where the Grinch gets his horrible, awful idea? That's the face.
That's pretty close. That's pretty close.
When his hair turns into devil horns.
That's pretty close.
That's pretty much the face this dude is making.
This face is unacceptable.
They're remaking the Grinch animated.
They sure are.
Yeah. Why?
Why not?
With Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Get him, friend.
Because you know why? Dollar bills, y'all.
Okay.
All right, they need something in theaters, and downsizing didn't work, so.
So now Kenny gets attacked by trolls. Turns out it's the Murdoch brothers.
Yeah.
Who cares? But Elizabeth is super scared. And her mom's like, what's wrong with you? Why do you want to stay in your room? And he's like, Mom, can you just look under the bed? And she's like, fuck you.
It's a weird choice to use your one, F-bomb for that. But,
But I mean, then when she just hauled off and slapped the kid, it was like, I'll give you something to cry about.
It was really violent. Yeah. And to be honest, it's what I was hoping for between Grant and that child in the beginning of Jurassic Park.
That didn't happen. But there were no F-bombs.
It was abrupt and violent.
The only F-bombs were on our side of the screen watching this fucking movie.
Maybe at this point I'm asleep and I'm just yeah, it might have been that's it. How it should have gone. No, so yeah, she's scared. She looks under bed. Everything's fine. Grabs her teddy bear, rolls back over, and of course, Trantor's in bed with her.
Hello.
Which is fucking terrifying.
Yes, that was genuinely creepy. I mean, I was expecting it, mm-hmm. but it was creepy.
Then, so, you know how comedy is supposed to be about subverting expectations?
Yeah.
What? So
at least funny. Comedy is supposed to be funny.
Yeah. That too. But, like, you have a shot of Ernest setting a giant bear trap.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog holding a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dog doesn't give him the stick.
Right.
And then the bear trap closes on Ernest.
Yes.
It's like, that's like the most basic that scene could have gone.
Mm-hmm. Now, if, say, it kept cutting back between Ernest and the dog holding the stick, and then suddenly it panned around, and a Dilophosaurus started spitting in Ernest's face,
mm-hmm.
and then the trap closed on him as the Dilophosaurus jumped in and started ravaging his body,
mm-hmm.
that would have been comedy gold.
Indeed. And just like this, it would just cut to another scene and Ernest would have been fine.
Yeah, absolutely fine. And no repercussions for this giant bear trap.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, like, remember in Kill Bill when Uma Thurman, like, at one point when she's on her murder rampage with her god-killing katana, when she just cuts that dude straight in half,
uh-huh.
like, right in front of the camera, so you just see her after the guy's body bifurcates. Like, she could have just done that to Ernest, and then it cut to a new scene.
Yeah, he'd be fine.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Never mentioned it.
Yeah. Ernest is a cartoon character. Yep. He is Roger Rabbit in the flesh.
Indeed.
Or, like, you know, the Pulp Fiction, Ernest is in the back of the car, the gun goes off, and just you see his blood and brain just go all over the back windshield. Just cuts to another scene. He gets out of the car, eating a Royale of cheese.
I mean, I want just Ernest and Samuel L. Jackson riding in a car, like talking about it. And, like, you know, Ernest is just like, oh, we got to clean up his skull. You know what I mean? And, like, Samuel L. Jackson's like, how the fuck did I get on Skull Detail? Just the two of them reenacting Pulp Fiction. It'd be great. Anyway, so now Ernest is like, I need some snacks. I just got crushed by a bear trap. You go into this store. And Trantor's like, I'm going to go in the store too. And the clerk sees Trantor and is just freaking out.
As you would as if you would. Saw yeah. Gross of Control.
Decides to play charades with Ernest.
But here's the thing. I'm sorry to interrupt, but, like, it's the night before Halloween. You see something like that, and my immediate thought would be, is that a dude in a costume?
Hold on. Granted, yes, if you saw that particular costume.
Yeah, but I mean.
Right. I understand that. But we're supposed to be suspending some disbelief in that. That it's supposed to look real.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's supposed to look real.
Wouldn't your brain at least hesitate long enough for you to be able to be like, is that a troll back there?
They let me keep a shotgun in my store. I'd be pulling it out anytime something that height came in my store.
Wow.
All
right.
Wow. All right.
Peter Dinklage, if you're listening, don't ever shop at Joe.
Maddie, if you're listening, don't ever run up on Joe in the store.
Me, if you're listening, don't ever shop in Joe's store.
So let me clarify some remarks I just made. Sometimes I have too much fun.
Fire shotgun
on this podcast.
I'd never let anything that color come into my store.
I never said anything about that.
No, that's all Rob.
That's Rob.
Now listen, well,
I will say, however, it is good they don't let me keep a double-barreled shotgun in my store.
Oh. Carol Ann.
Okay. So, Trantor just gets another kid, like, trick-or-treating or something. So now he's got kid number 4, and he's chasing Kenny. But, oh, I'm sorry. So this scene in the grocery store ends when Ernest was buying some chocolate milk. And then when the guy pulls a shotgun out, Ernest throws his hands in the air and throws the milk behind him. And that scares Trantor.
And the milk is open, by the way.
Yep.
So apparently Ernest is just drinking this carton of chocolate milk.
It happens. People do that shit.
Yeah.
And every time I see it, I want to be like, fucking pay for that shit first, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in small town Missouri, like, you know, pretty much everyone in town, like, if Ernest steals a thing of milk, like, you know where he lives.
I can't be that person, like, that'll go and buy, like, a granola, or not buy, just eat a granola bar and then pay for it. Like, I can't do that.
I had a customer the other day, ate a whole bag of gummy bears, said they sucked, and that she would have asked for a refund, so she's just not going to pay for them. Yeah.
I will not get into how many times I've seen that happen.
Yep. Anyway, this kid's getting chased by Trantor, and then the chase gets abandoned when a milk truck pulls between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... Ernest, meanwhile, he's driving around this truck. He gets an alarm that his troll trap has caught some people. So he brings the dumpster. So he goes over, grabs the troll trap, throws it into the dumpster, brings the dumpster over to, the garbage truck over to the sheriff's office. The mayor happens to be there because he's like, where are my kids? And then Ernest is like, yeah, I got the troll right here. And sheriff's like, oh, no, Ernest just kidnapped somebody. Yeah. So let's see who we got.
But at the same time, as I pointed out, it's somebody that went into a dumpster because it was labeled free kids.
Yeah.
So chances are.
It's a horrible person.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, you got yourself a Spacey.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say anything. All right. So basically the. It's the Murdoch kids dressed as trolls. Yeah. So Ernest gets fired by the mayor and he has a little crisis of faith. He's like, maybe I'm not the one to do this. And like Rimshot just bites his leg and is like, you know, don't puss out on me. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And it works. He's like, oh, you know what? You're right, Rimshot.
It's like also
he doesn't sing like a Muppets song about the rain or anything. You know, they don't have to jerk a turtle off of him.
That happened in the other one.
You really did forget everything about that movie. Even the line where he's like, come on, we could jerk that sucker off real quick. You forgot about that one, too.
Yeah, that happened. That happened.
It's all coming back to me.
I'm actually envious that you were able to flush all of that movie out of your head. No,
because now I'm like, I gotta rewatch Ernest Goes to Camp.
You do not. Okay, so basically, she shows up at the tree and like, I forgot what he does there, but Trantor runs at him. Ernest doesn't see him and just hits him with the car door, and it's basically just someone in a suit just runs head on into a car door.
So out of place.
It's probably the only genuine laugh for me in this whole
movie. I mean, so much of the slapstick doesn't work. That was good stuff. Again, it's sort of like the fake animal trauma where like you just see something like thrown against something so stupidly that you got it forces a laugh out of
an obvious stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Like the kid in the wheelchair going off the cliff into the
That's in a class of itself. All right, so you get an Indiana Jones style chase here where they're driving in the pickup truck. Trantor just slams on the window and wipes boogers all over the thing. And I think at this point, I just screamed, God damn it.
I think Ernest calls him booger lips a whole bunch of times in the movie.
He does, yeah. So Trantor pulls out his shiv and starts trying to like stab through the roof.
Like it gets kind of tense. He legit is stabbing through the fucking roof. He's trying to cut
him. So everyone switches places here. Trantor rips the door off the car. Basically, at the end of this, the dog is driving the truck, legit. Like and Ernest and Trantor are fighting in the back. And
now, mind you, Rimshot is a Jack Russell Terrier. Yep. So he's a small dog. And it's cute as shit because it's on basically it's the whole size of the wheel,
mm-hmm.
And it's cute as shit. But it's like who's doing the pedals? Like who's keeping it?
Yeah, I know that old dumper of a pickup truck doesn't have cruise control. All right, so now like Trantor's got his knife, Ernest has his hedge clippers. Stupid stuff happens, but then like they end up in a position where Trantor is kind of at the back of the truck and Ernest is by the cab. And the only thing Ernest has available to him is a thing of rope, which he throws like a Hadouken. And
this shit knocks Trantor through the fucking back gate. like
splintered it.
Like yeah. Shatters. Just
yeah. I know I use it a lot, but like a Fus Roda, like he just blasts his ass off the back of the truck.
I was like, damn, Ernest, I know you're that strong. Shit. Like.
So, I mean, does this Trantor, does he only weigh like a few pounds?
I have no idea.
But how would he break through the...
Yeah, I don't know how you throw a rope at a wooden gate and it just shatters.
It would have been better if it was just like a piece of yarn.
Yeah. So now the knot at the end of the rope, though, gets stuck on the end of the truck. And I thought it was going to drag Trantor. But no, Trantor just plants his feet and is just stopping the truck from driving off.
I mean, in all fairness, no one is pushing the pedals of the truck.
That's true.
So. I mean, that's got to be it.
But then Rimshot jumps down and starts leaning on the pedal.
Yes, he does.
So... There's only two explanations here.
Yeah.
Don't hurt yourself.
Rimshot is just an evil dog and was like, I'm going to fucking run this guy over. Or he might not be evil, but Rimshot is able to comprehend vehicular manslaughter. Or Ernest has trained him to commit.
Yeah, Ernest has trained him. Oh, definitely.
Vehicular manslaughter. So I'm like, have they ran anybody else over with this truck?
Probably.
No, yeah. Social workers.
Yeah.
You know, government people.
All tax, the analysts.
Tax collectors,
yeah.
But so Rimshot pushes the gas, and so Trantor is strong as fuck, but it's being dragged, right? So Ernest goes, Rimshot, throw it in reverse.
Yeah.
The dog fucking gets up.
Just like I told you.
Puts the shit in reverse, and then goes back onto the pedal.
Yeah.
And runs this motherfucker over.
He throws it in drive and runs him over again. You hear like the...
Rimshot, code stepmom.
Like, damn, Rimshot. All right, so this ends, though, when Trantor gets Ernest in a barrel and just throws that off the back of the truck. And then the two brothers that had the hardware store were doing something with a billboard where the older and mentally challenged brother... got wrapped up in the billboard, like the sign or something, and he's driving the van home, still wearing the sign.
Mm-hmm.
And he just runs Ernest over with the barrel. So now Ernest is stuck in a barrel.
Yeah.
So he goes back to Hackmore Manor, and Mrs. Hackmore is getting him out with just this comedically large can opener.
Can opener. Yes, that happened.
Yep. Again, you're like, okay. Well, sure.
You just feel your heart die a little.
Oh, that's it. Trantor has a breath weapon. That's what he used. He
blew right.
through the windshield and launched Ernest into the barrel. All right. So they find out that the book of trolls that they've been reading had some pages stuck together.
Now,
speculate on that however yeah. you want.
Meak.
Yeah.
So it's a kid's book that they're reading. Like, I don't. So she's got like Eartha Kitt. What's her name in
Lady Hackmore?
Hackmore. Yeah. She's got her like little reading goggles, reading glasses on, and it's just this friggin' large text picture book that they're looking at. There's five words per page.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
yeah, that's about right.
This is troll. It be kill. With this.
I mean, and this book is written like it's published around the time of like the you know, like the Canterbury Tales or something. Yeah. Like this is like Bayeux Tapestry style artwork in here. I'm like, if it's from the 1800s, you know, they had the printing press. I don't know. I'm picking nits. Either way.
Like, so that's yeah. Well, I don't who knows where she's from.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Or how old she is.
Yeah. There it's real.
Who knows how those pages got stuck together? Either way, it took out the letter, what was it, the L?
The L.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says it can be stopped by by like a mother's love mm-hmm. and like it says M-I blank K.
Mm-hmm.
So Ernest is like, Miak. I know where he gets a Miak from.
Miak.
He goes and gets some Miak. All right, so now we go to the Halloween gala and there's like a costume contest. And of course, you have that scene where the trolls just entered in the costume contest.
Right.
And, you know, older Murdoch is like, oh, your costume sucks, dork. And like the troll turns around and he's like, oh, my God, that's a real troll. It's like you couldn't tell from the side.
You know,
Yeah, he throws it to the ground and shit. He's holding it down, like smacking him around and shit. And I'm like, yeah, get the motherfucker.
And he ends up getting turned into a doll in a dab style position.
But in front of all the adults.
Yep. So now the adults are like, oh shit, that's a troll.
Yeah.
And they run for
trolls
it.
Trolls are real, I guess, or some.
Yep. So Ernest shows up. He's like, oh, I got the Miak. And it's just a jar that's M-I-A-K.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, it don't work.
Trantor's just like, get that corn out my face.
Yeah, smash it out of him.
So I want to see what Miak is.
Slams him through a concession stand.
I'm going to regret this, I can tell.
Yeah, probably. Rimshot goes over and tries to bite Trantor. Trantor's like, you're wood. And then, like, they get away. Like, he gets away. And Ernest's like, he killed my dog.
Well, he gets away because the stand he got kicked through.
Oh, yeah.
The ice cream machine leaks on him.
Oh, and the popcorn machine fell on his head. Yes. He's fine. Yeah.
Yes. He's covered in ice cream and popcorn. And then Troll's going to kick him in the face. He's like, oh, no, you're covered in ice cream. Yep. I can't touch you. Let me go away.
So Ernest is like, I'm going to get that motherfucker. He killed my dog. I'm going to go John Wick on him. Stab him in the ear with a pencil.
If only. I still haven't seen the sequel yet.
It's not the greatest.
I mean, if you've seen the first one,
yeah,
it's more of that,
which is okay with me. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's really gonna depend on what you're looking for from the sequel to John Wick.
If you're looking for more than what you saw in the first movie, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, so if you're looking for just another, like, he's chasing down this dude trying to kill somebody, you're going to be disappointed. If you're looking for more world building for the John Wick Assassin Underground, you'll probably enjoy it.
Okay.
So
if you just want 1,000% headshots, enjoy. Mm. You'll love it with assault rifles.
So either way, the adults all, like, they rally around Ernest. They're like, let's go beat that fucker up. We'll lynch mob his ass. And then the kids are like, yo, let's get the milk. Go to the convenience store and just steal all the milk. Knock the owner into a pile of Chex Mix.
Because Kenny, he remembers what the prophecy, whatever thing said. And he's like, mother's love, mom's titty milk. Milk. Got
which,
it.
Which yeah. indicates to me that this kid is probably still breastfeeding. It's some real Game of Thrones shit.
It just, like, for real.
Like, at this point, we were all just quoting the Chappelle Show. It's like, this guy go to Harlem, get the breast milk for Cambodian immigrants. I only kill trolls with the finest of breast milks. Sprays it up. He's like, oh, that's 100% Cambodian. All right, so
he gets all the kids on their bikes to rob the store for all their milk.
One of the kids is straight up dressed like the Cobra Kai skeletons.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so Ernest shows up, and Miak just put the final kid in the tree, or not Miak, Trantor, and Ernest is like just runs him over with the truck again.
Yeah.
And Trantor's fine, and this is when all the pods start dropping off the tree, and Ernest tries to catch him, and then, like an idiot, just drops all the ones in his hands to catch other ones.
Like a cartoon character would.
Yep. Yep. And, yeah, the trolls just grow out of the ground. And now the adults show up, and a battle ensues?
That's a loose term.
It's a, I mean, maybe a fracas?
That's better.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a weird orgy.
Mm-hmm.
These troll costumes again. Grody, I was a kid.
Grody troll rape parade.
I was a kid and that was scared by the movie Troll. So trolls scared the fuck out of me, and like they creeped me out.
So, some of
they weren't even good costumes. They
some of these
out.
Are getting close to troll too. They're not there yet. But they're flirting with it. Though.
they are. Like you know, which one? What came out first?
I don't know.
What year did Troll 2 come out? Oh, I gotta get back on.
What was the research time, about actually. Miak?
So Miak is fictional.
Okay.
But a bunch of first of all, I type in Miak. First thing it brings up is a webcam porn star.
Who's?
I'm not gonna say another thing.
There you go. Oh, okay.
What's her name?
Mia Khalifa.
Oh, so you know? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well. All right then. Sorry.
We're some lonely people over here.
Yo, she don't do porn no more. She's she does sports commentary on her own on like Instagram or YouTube or whatever. Right.
Okay, so anyway, like,
yeah. What was I looking up right now? Oh, Troll 2.
Yeah, the trolls are and the adults are sort of just pushing each other around.
Yeah, they're bumping into each other.
Troll 2 came out in 1990.
Okay.
So they had time to totally lift the costume design.
So they saw that and they were like, don't fuck up the costumes that bad.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
But use those designs.
So, yeah, like the sheriff, they grab him and handcuff him to the car, take his gun, eat five bullets because one of them falls out that troll's mouth. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's other trolls whacking the troll in the back of the head, and that's firing bullets wildly, like lots of bullets.
Yeah.
So then the kids show up.
It was more like, was it Kirby where he eats it, gets the power?
Yeah.
So you get the power bullets. That's all that meant. Then he only had five shots. Oh, you all right there, Rob?
Yeah, that caught me for some weird reason.
Yeah. So the kids show up. They got super soakers filled with milk. They start like hosing these things down. You get some special effects.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're special.
Some meat piles.
And like most trolls, when he starts to get beat at his own game, Trantor retreats to his basement.
Mm-hmm. it's his place of refuge.
To power up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
Sure. So Ernest now, he's like, you know what would work great here? Let's bring out all those other characters I was playing before and fight some trolls.
Yeah.
Even the kid was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
he says, I'm with the guy with fucking multiple personalities. Fuck. He didn't say fuck. But
it's like everyone walked away. The adults were just like, yeah, well, just let us know when you're done.
So, I mean, are we to believe that Ernest is actually many different people at this point? Because it's showing him like using multiple weapons at what is seems to be the same time.
I mean, maybe it's like when Deadpool gets stabbed in the side of the head with a knife, and you know he's obviously hallucinating, and they start drawing cartoons on the screen. Like maybe it's like that. We're just seeing it from his own head.
Okay,
where he is just talking to all these other people at all times.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
He's just like, we're just having Ernest vision.
You're the man, stuff.
Yo. Oh, big mouth. Oh, man.
But Ernest is Coach Steve, though.
See, now I want to do... I'm going a different direction. I want to do Ernest Goes to Fight Club. Where he just, like, gets the Ernest version of Tyler Durden shows up.
But it's just that lady in the neck brace.
It's just Ernest beating the shit out of himself.
I mean,
and Meatloaf with bitch tits.
Bob had bitch tits.
Bob did have bitch tits. Okay, so anyway, all right. So Trantor goes and powers up, and he gets dick tentacles, like proto dick tentacles. He gets nasty nails.
He gets
face spikes.
I mean, his ears grow tentacles that look like dicks.
Yeah.
He doesn't grow tentacles on his dick. I mean, he might. They don't show that.
Yeah, you don't see what's going on.
He got claws, too. He got claws.
He got orc teeth. So he's powered up now. Milk doesn't work on him. He's like, all right, I'm going to get that fucking Ernest.
Would you rather have dick ears or vagina toes? Don't answer that. I mean,
I'm going to have to work out the logistics of how each of those work.
Yeah, because I mean...
Initial impression, you could cover vagina toes with socks.
Yeah, because that's my thing. Like, you're like, especially in weather like this where it's kind of cold out, those dick ears, man, that'd be a bad time.
Those vagina toes, those aren't attached to any sort of like reproductive system, right? Like I can't get toe pregnant. I don't have to deal with a toe period. Like it's literally just the cavity, not the, it's not going to a uterus.
Sure, why not?
Can my dick ears get erect?
Yes.
All right, that's
but then like, do you get lightheaded because you've got all this blood like going to your dick ears? Like, are you suffocating your brain every time somebody like attractive walks by? Like,
I mean, so I'd have to wear something like a. like a turban or something of that level to cover like that much of my head, like Professor
Harry
Quirrell.
Potter.
Yeah. And when they ask like why you wear that for religious reasons, I could just go, no, I got dick ears. Yeah. See yeah, what got, people do.
Dick ears, man. No, I'm sorry, I have dick ears. This is for your protection.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, my toes are menstruating.
Just leaving. It looks like Die Hard. Just
oh, God. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm not really sorry, but my bad. My bad. Yeah.
He can't wear sandals.
Two-hand jacket on my dick ears.
I know. Like, how do you handle that?
I don't know.
Where does the semen come from, Ryan? That's what I need to know.
I mean, either way, you got a porn career.
I guess.
Not one to be proud of, but yeah, I guess.
Be very niche.
You deep web.
Very niche. I don't know. You'd be that video that everybody would like.
Watch once.
You either one, John yeah. would make us watch that.
Yeah, like the one that your friends would send to each other just sure. to see their reaction. Like two girls, one cup.
Yeah, but that's not the life you want, though.
No.
You don't want to be the next Cake Farts.
Let's get this done.
Anyway. Right into Foria Podcast.
You'd rather have. You know what? Better yet, tweet at us.
This is how miserable this movie was to watch. Just at the climax right now, we're talking about dick ears, vagina toes, and cake farts.
But where are the balls?
Can you still hear through them?
Yeah, you can still hear.
Okay. Can you still walk okay?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Well, I think a lot of reasons why not.
I mean, which direction is the vagina pointing?
Don't worry about it.
Is it between the toes?
Well, no, because if it's pointing down, like they're gonna be in contact with the ground.
Forward.
Okay.
Like a cat's claws.
Yeah. It's vaginas.
Oh, so like when I spread them apart, they're between.
No, the toes.
Like claw sheaths, right? Like.
Yeah. Oh no! Yeah, no. I'm sorry. Sheaths. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're on the
fingers. So you're essentially that.
All right. So Trantor, he went with dick ears.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah. He's like, give me 10 dick ears.
He's wearing shoes, so he could be both.
He might have both. All right, so Ernest, he's like, okay, I got this. Got this. Super Trantor, he turns Kenny to wood.
Yeah.
So now Ernest is like, I got this. Here's what.
Wait, not only turn him to wood, he jumps on muffin.
Oh, yeah. Stepped on him, too. It's like, fuck this guy.
Did we mention that he turned Rimshot to wood?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
He's immune to milk now.
Yeah.
He's immune to Miac. Ernest is like, unconditional love. Got it. I'm just going to give this fucker a hug.
Hug it out, bitch.
And I think Trantor does just weigh like 5 pounds because Ernest just picks him up like nothing.
Yeah.
Like he's just a balloon or something like that. Dances around with him, gives him a kiss, and Trantor fucking explodes.
Just boom.
And that's why I don't want dick ears.
Yeah. I mean, he convulses for a minute. He's like,
and then there's this little shitty drawing of like a blueberry, and it goes like,
the ghost legit makes a fart sound, disappears.
Yeah. like a little toot.
Yeah, and it's gone. And you're just like, what the fuck? And then the kids are back. So all the wood kids are back to normal.
Oh, at one point, Lady Hackmore put some more wooden dolls in the tree.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess she knew those dolls, whatever.
So and all those kids in the tree reformed into normal children in a very tight space, and you just see like one jet of gore shoot out the crevice in the tree as they all get crushed to death.
And I see this happening, and I'm like, oh, I gotta get in there, and I just shove my sound wave figure in the tree trunk, like, be real, daddy.
Wow, Rob.
Okay. So Soundwave comes back, but he's got dick ears.
I wouldn't have it any other way. It's really tough, though.
Like, why would you do this to me, Rob?
Do you understand what the reverberation does?
I'm going to kick you with my vagina toes.
I'm hard all the time.
right. So fucking Rimshot's back. Everyone's happy. The hip hop starts again. What the fuck?
Movie's Ronnie over. The Weasel.
And you're just like, oh my god, what did I just watch?
Yeah, it's over. It's, then it ends. Thus ends the tale of Ernest Scared Stupid.
All right, we're back. So, this is Ernest Scared Stupid. Critics gave this movie 17% Rotten Tomatoes. Audience gave this movie 49% Rotten Tomatoes. What would you give this, Joe?
From the dick ears and the vagina toes, is your excretory system hooked up to them? Like, do you have to be, like, if you have vagina toes, do you have to be standing in the toilet when you go to the bathroom to make sure?
Whatever answer satisfies you, Joe.
You gotta pee in the tub, Joe. You gotta stand in the tub.
You just gotta be in the bathtub. That's it. Okay.
I mean, dick ears. No, dick ears, you're on your own, man.
Well, I mean, it's got to be one of those showers. Yeah, you close the door and then you got to clean it afterwards.
Yeah.
No, this movie shouldn't be watched by anyone for any reason. Like, there was nothing good here. And it's not even one of those ones where there's funny scenes that, like, were not intentionally funny. Like, they were all just painful to watch. For a movie that I think was 90 minutes, it felt like it was, like, 2.5 hours. And it was a slog to get through. And not only, like, was it not funny, but it wasn't really competently made. So it's actually, like, just from a film standpoint, it's kind of hard to watch. Like, there's crazy... Like, the camera's nuts in people's faces. It's both hard to tell what's going on and, like, nothing that's going on makes any sense. And for a slapstick movie, the slapstick's terrible. I can't recommend it at all.
How about you, Rob?
I can't recommend it highly enough. this movie's awful. It was just a train wreck start to finish. But I feel like I want to make everyone watch this just so they understand. It's like going through a traumatic experience. It's like, you just don't understand what I've been through. But I think people should watch it and understand. But this movie is really bad.
You finished?
Yes.
You are a horrible person to make people have to watch the movie.
I can't make anyone watch this movie. I can only tell people that.
This movie is not worth watching. I don't know what 11-year-old Brian was thinking.
11-year-old.
I mean, but, like, I had things 11 that I thought were awesome. Like, shit, like was Commando out by then, you know?
Yeah,
That was awesome.
Well, like, you had the whole 80s to play with.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, I knew what awesome stuff was. Like, I don't know why I thought this was worth watching. I don't know. And I watched it multiple times, like, a bunch of times I saw it. But, yeah. It's not worth watching. That 49% is nostalgia for real. Like, that's like I give it, the only thing about the movie that I liked, the troll costume was creepy enough for me. It's because it had its mouth moved, its nose moved, the eyes moved, all kind of shit. So, like, it was good enough. That's about it. Oh, the fort that they built was cool from a kid standpoint. But the acting was pretty terrible. The dog was the best. Well, Eartha Kitt, like, she was an actress. Like, she was going for a character, and she did that character.
she sure did.
She had some bills to pay, so she was trying to... That's what this was.
She was like, just make sure I don't look... You know, I'm disguised enough. Give me the crazy hair, the big dress, whatever. Don't, like, people recognizing me.
But yeah, don't watch this movie. Like, and like Joe said, there's nothing even, like, worth looking up in the movie. Like,
isn't it like the MEAC thing? They only mentioned that twice.
Yeah.
Like, when you were talking about MEAC, I thought that was like a joke, like, a throughout the whole movie. Yeah. Nah, he says it twice.
Yep.
It might be, there were only three things in this movie that I think were at all passable. I think the makeup effects for the troll costumes were passable, like C grade, I think. The set design was adequate for what they needed. And actually, the set design was pretty cool. And the dog was cute as hell. That dog was really cute.
Super cute. Yeah. When it was driving the truck, that's cute as fuck.
Yeah.
Now, as dumb as that is, I was down for driving the truck.
It knew how to change gears, too. Like,
because, you know, like, when you go to a movie from, like, this to, like, Air Bud or Russell Madness, how the dog stops being cute, like, that didn't happen. There was just enough of the dog.
Yeah.
Right.
That's like the only real positive, like the only thing that I would give above like a C grade.
But that's it. Like I wouldn't watch the movie.
So we'll call this one a not recommend.
Then. Yeah, this is a Happy Halloween.
Woo. It's so
that was last year.
Yeah, that's
true. That we like set agendas and like
played stuff out. I mean, I would say going back to like remember Garbage Pail Kids when we were like, what would be better to watch? And like, we agreed just turning the TV off for an hour and a half.
Would be yes.
Like, it's that bad.
Yeah.
Well, Garbage Pail Kids is still worse than this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's still worse than this movie.
No, we've reviewed four or five movies that are worse than this.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't Food Fight bad or Garbage Pail Kids bad.
So is Garbage Pail Kids still the worst?
For me, it's still the worst.
Like, Garbage Pail Kids is the worst.
Battlefield Earth was offensive. Like, that made me actually upset.
But it provoked an emotional reaction other than confusion.
Other than sinking further and further into the couch like this did.
Yeah. No, by the end of it, like, Rob and myself had to pull each other out of the couch cushions. We were just... Like, I was between the two middle ones, like loose change. And Rob was just buried in the corner.
It was only the pillow in my gut that kept me breathing.
Oh, man.
All right. So what do we have next?
Well, what do we usually do in a situation like this, Brian?
I mean, you know, we would recommend something else to watch. Hocus Pocus. There you go.
Sure.
Sounds Halloween, mystical shit, Bette Midler. There you go.
I didn't know. Now that's a stamp of disapproval for a movie, if anything. We're just like, Bette Midler is a stronger point than anything this movie has to offer.
Anything in this movie.
It's got that other witch that's kind of attractive.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was somebody else. Sarah Jessica Parker. She's got her boobies kind of out in that.
I've never really seen it all the way through, but like that movie that's not Troll 2, just Troll, I imagine would just be better to watch than this movie.
I can't say that because I literally have not watched it since I was a child.
I could be wrong.
It legit scared the shit out of me as a kid. I could never watch it again. But I legit had nightmares for that movie for a long, long time.
Okay, all right. You want one where you want kids fighting monsters with some kind of stupid stuff happening but still reasonable?
Monster Squad.
Yeah. Why don't we just say Monster Squad?
All right, Monster Squad.
But I mean, we've done Monster Squad.
We have. You should go back and listen to the episode. Yeah.
Yes, everybody go back to our website at
podcast.podbean.com.
Yeah, that one. And look at our archives page. You can find our old episodes, including all of our October episodes.
That was before then.
That was before then.
Yeah, because October was last year. The year before that was Monster Squad.
Yeah. That was our first Halloween movie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you fine.
We've been doing this for a little while now.
We have. Yeah.
All right. This episode. All right. So, it just keeps getting.
So are we gonna
yeah, let's roll that roll D20.
D20 of fate.
D20
of fate time. Fate. Where is that? How we get my back hurts. It's too big.
Your back's too big.
No, the die is too big. Okay. My back hurts.
The die is too big.
Size of a freaking baseball.
It's a good sized die.
All right,
roll that shit.
That's a 10. Let's see what we got. Okay. 10.
We do.
It is 1988's Beetlejuice.
Fucking amazing.
Oh, all right. We're getting
by. Coming up.
Fucking amazing.
Coming up
that
right.
Should have been our damn Halloween episode.
Yeah, well, you know, y'all voted for fear.
Not on the list.
I said, as a joke, I said, turn his case well, stupid.
You know what?
Trap Soccer 1.
A giant douche and a turd sandwich.
You know what?
Douche is sanitary, all right?
You know what, though? It's going to be a nice palate cleanser after this, right?
Yeah.
So,
yes, it is.
So there you go. So, guys, we want to thank you so very much for listening to our little podcast here. If you liked what you heard, please consider subscribing. We have a new episode whenever we feel like making one. If you want to hear our episode archive, you can find our archive there, merch store, and more information at our website, 4ampodcast.podbean.com. You can contact us by following us on Twitter or Facebook at 4ampodcast, or you can email us at the 4ampodcast@gmail.com. Again, if you want to sponsor an episode, You can do so by either sending in $20 and giving us the movie of your choice, or you can go to our merch store at teespring.com/4ampodcast. And if you buy a shirt or a hoodie, you can send us a pic of you in said garment to our Twitter, again, at 4ampodcast, and tweet us with the hashtag selling out to sponsor whatever episode you want. So there's that.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm Rob.
I'm Joe.
I'm Brian.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
All right. So now, if the hair around your toes and ears, is that pubes. Normal? Is pubes? Pubes. It's pubes. Pubes. Okay. Yeah.
So
pubes.
You just have pube hair on your head?
Well, your ear hair is pube hair.
I'm going to like just wait.
I'm confused where the hair is because
yeah, now, so where does the hair yeah. start and end?
I'm going to need a diagram.
Are we talking like machichis?
Like your sideburns are pubes now?
Oh, you're so like facial.
Well, mine already are.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, it's because you're a dickhead. But,
All right, we're going to fight now, Rob.
All right.
Better end the episode.